mistake, you called the ninth one 10, so there's no Kedusha Chal on the ninth one at all. Only El Imke Neker Shema Siri Hemenu. Only if when you go to the tenth one, you do not call it number 10. Your Neker Shema Siri Hemenu. And like Usum explained, like this, the Gemara says, he says, really, the Sfarah this way also. That's going to be a lock of the Mishnah later. We're going to see that sometimes you can make mistakes and call the ninth one 10, and sometimes you call the tenth one 10, and sometimes you call the 11th one 10. So the lock of the Mishnah says later is that the ninth one is Kaddish, but you have to wait till it becomes the Bamub, there's no Akrover on it. The tenth one is the Maise Beheno, and the 11th one comes to be a Shlomim. Now he learns like this, Vadin Noisim. That you call by mistake the 11th, number 10, Shavuos Kedusha Likorav, the Maisa becomes a Korban Shlomin, you bring it for Shlomin. Still, the Mishnah says, Lein ain't a Kodesh, it's only Kodesh, this 11th one, Elim Kem Neka Shem Asiri Hemenu, meaning that when the 10th one came out, you did not call it 10. The 10th one came out, you called it 9, and you only called the 11th one 10. Then Taket Chadis Kedushas Shlomin on the 10th one. Is so he says the same sphere applies to Chi. Is Chi the ninth one? If by mistake the ninth one coming out, you call it number 10. The locker is what it has Kedusha, not to be brought for Korban, just that you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum, then you can eat it. So Shein Noisa Kedusha the Korb, it has no way to be brought for Korban, it has less Kedusha on it. If so, Einadin, isn't it a sphere to say Shemneka Shema Siri Hemenu in? That when do we say the ninth one has Kedusha? Only when the tenth one comes out, you did not call it number 10. If Yoika the 10 from the 10th, then this Kedusha remains on the ninth one. But Eloi Loi, but if you're not Oiker, meaning you also call the 10th 10th, so then only the 10th remains Kaddish and can be brought for Korban, and not the 9th. So for that, we learned before that the 9th one is Chulin, that goes according to Shem Shimon Shita. In the case there was a mistake, true, you called number 9 10. But then when number 10 came out, they also called the 10. So in this case of Shimon Olds, there's no Kedusha at all on the ninth one. But on this, the Gemara says back, no, he had no sentence. The Gemara says back, a Svara, not like Rabbi Shimon. And that's Pshan, the first price that says even the ninth one does remain Kaddish. The Gemara says he had no sentence, just the opposite. The Svara goes like this. Echad Osar, the 11th one. Shuoi said Kedusha Likarev. There we wanted to have a Kedusha Shlomin. It could be brought for Korban. There the Svar is in Neka Shem Asir Yemenu in. Only when you did not call the 10th one 10. Then the 11th that you called 10 has Kedusha on it. But Eloi, Loi, if you called the 10 number 10 also, then number 11, even though you called that 10 also, does not have Kedusha. Because you wanted to give it such a strong Kedusha to be brought for Korban, that you can't do if you called the 10th one 10. But Chi, the ninth one, that by mistake he called the ninth one 10. Shein Oysa Kedusha Likarev. Even if you like, do not call the tenth one 10. You only remain that the ninth one should be the tenth one still. The ninth one has no Kedusha to be brought for Korban. At most it only has Kedusha on it, that you have to wait till it becomes Baal Mum to eat it. And so since it's the less of a Kedusha, then the Svar is, Afagav de Leineke Shema Siri Hemenu. Even though you do not take away the name 10, meaning to say the 10th one you call 10, still the 9th one should have its Kedusha on it. So, therefore, that's the Pshat in the first Brice before that says, the 9th one is Kaddish, and you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. And since it has no Kedusha Sakrova, just as it has Kedusha Nechava Mumai, that remains on it, even though you call the 10th one 10. In Narmi the Gemara says, Echad Osar, the 11th one, the Yivru Layasiri, that since you already had a 10th one come out already, so now by the 11th one, even though you made a mistake and called it 10, Inek Hashem Asiri Yemenu, when is the 11th one Kaddish? Only if you did not call the 10th one 10, like you were Nekah the Shem Asiri from the 10th one, then the 11th one has Kedusha. But Eloi, if when the 10th one came out you called it 10, just when the 11th one came out, you also called the 10, then Loi, then it's not Chal Kedusha on the 11th, because it was already Chal Kedusha on the 10th one. Therefore, there's no Kedusha on the 11th one. But she, when the 9th one came out, and by mistake he called it 10, the Akati Lo Yivar Lo Yathiri, like no other one came out to be 10. If so, when the 9th one came out, if you call it 10 now, that has a Kedusha on it, then it has to be Necha B'Mumai. So the Afagad Leneka Shem Asiri Menu, even though you do not take off the tenth, means when the tenth one comes out, you can also call it ten, still that the ninth one remains with this Kedusha that you can't eat it unless it comes about Mum. And Sula Mid is another talk about, like the Rabbanan are right, that they say the ninth one always remains Kaddish. Now the Gemara goes back and says, Omar Rova, Minyan Haroi Poita. That the Rova before said, that the Minyan Haro, mean if you have 10 behemoths in your corral, and you want to start taking off Mais Behema, you start counting, let them go out through the small door, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then for some reason you stop right there, you don't do any more. So those four that you counted are Pota from Mais Behema. That's called Minyan, that when you counted them, it was really fit for Mais to be taken. So it's Pota. So Mora says, Minole the Rova, how does Rova know to say this? Minole the Rova ho. Hilem, if you want to tell me, miho de tanan, that we learned. So again, so Gemara says, Minole the Rova ho. How does Rova know to say this? So Gemara says, Hilem, if you want to tell me, miho de tanan, that we learned. Kofach, kofat echad min hamenuyim, letoichon. Again, we started to count, Maise Behema, you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one of the ones that you counted jumped back into the deer, into the corral, because Allah is Kulam Paturim. They're all Potter. So, the question is why? So, Gemara says, like, Menuyim Gufayim, even these ones that you counted already, the Yiftaru, that they're Potter from Maisa Behema. What's the reason why? Because once you tell me the ones you counted already are Potter, so now if they jump back into the corral, the Loch always is by Maisa Behema, it has to be Asiri Vada Yom Rachmono, Vlay Asiri Sufik. If there's a Sufik whether you have 10 to take off Maisa from, send your Potter, only if you know for sure Vadai. So if one of these that were counted already is Potter, and it jumps back in, so you can't take off Maisa Behema anymore from the ones inside. Because there always have to be a doubt, maybe the tenth one you're going to take out is going to be this one that already was counted before, and it's Potter from Maisa Behema. So in a Sufik, you can't take off Maisa Behema. But the question is, this one that went out that was counted and jumped back in, why is that one Potter from Maisa Behema? Is the Havamina Riz, you did not get to number 10 yet, you did not make any Maisa Behema. So even though you counted 4 or 5, why should those 4 or 5 be Potter? So Moshe Lav, isn't the reason is, Beminyan Haro, there should be a right to Rava. That since when you counted those 4 or 5, it was fit to have a Din Maisa Behema, so as soon as you count them, they become Potter from Maisa Behema, even though you didn't get around to take the 10th one out yet. So now if one of those jumped back into the corral, the Din is your Potter from Maisa Behema. So Moshe says, no. Maybe the case is Vidil Midi Osar Alavayu. The case is that 10 of them came out already, and the 10th one was Maisa Behema. You already made Maisa Behema. That's why the ones that came out first are Potter from Maisa Behema. But maybe if you did not have 10 come out yet, so maybe even the ones that came out will not be Potter. So Mar says, no, he, this Pshat, Lemotis Amata. You can't say there's the Pshat over here. Why? Because Atoni, we learned, Min HaMushorim L'Toycha. It's a silly case like that. That one of the ones that took off Maisa jumped back in again. So that's the case we took off Maisa. Mashma the Rashis, we did not take off Maisa yet. Samar says, no. The Dilma, maybe, you know what the Sefer means? The Dilma Maimu Shorim. Know what it means to say one of the ones that he took off Maisa jumped back in again, not one of the nine that came out. But it means to say Maisa, the Dilma Maimu Shorim, Maisa Dafka. Maybe it means the tenth one that came out, that you made it Maisa, if it jumps back, that also makes the Ptur. The same two different cases. The Reisha is where one of the Menuyim jumped back in, even though it wasn't Gemaisit yet. And then it says, in the case we do make them Gemaisit, and the tenth one that you made Maisa, that one jumps back in again, also your Potter. And they can only bring a proof of this Pshat. Tony says clearly in the Sefer that when the Mushorim jump back, you row. Then you cannot eat any one of those animals inside, but you have to wait to let them be raised in the fields until it becomes about moment, then you can eat them. Why? Because we're talking about, do you have a Maisa Behema there? So that one is Kaddish, you can't eat it until it becomes about moment. So our Kofanim, so far we have no proof to Rava. It could be Pshan the Reishri that you take a counted 10 animals and you made the 10th one to be Maisa Behema. And now one of the first 9 jumped back in. So there it's Poshid that Potter from Maisa Behema. Then the Sefer is where the 10th one jumped back in. But maybe only 4 or 5 came out and you did not make Maisa altogether. Maybe those 4 or 5, first 4 or 5 are not Potter. So we have no proof to Rava's Halacha. Tomorrow says rather, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, Yavor, it says clearly Yavor, means Maisa is only now the first time you have to take it under the shevet, under the rod, like to make it Maisa, but Beloy Shechvar Ovar, not if it once went through. In other words, if you start to count the animals, as soon as they went through the door once, there's a din, you don't bring them through a second time through the door. So as long as they went through once, they have a p'tur, even before Maisa was taken off. Samara says now, my shikvar over. What does it mean to say, yavar, she goes through, and none of it went through already? My shikvar over. Eid the osra levi, if we're talking about now where mamish 10 came out already, and he made a 10th one, maisa. Samara says, tzrich lememrit, you need a drusha for that, that those 9 that you counted already, you don't do it over again. Pshita, you're already mekayim the mitzvah maisa sheni from them, like you took off the maisa. So pshita those apota. What do you need a posik for? El alav isn't the pshat is, the Yiftaru Lahu B'minyan Haro. They were talking about now that you've counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's all. You didn't count more. And still, since they went through the count once, there's a Gzeras HaKasi, we don't count them a second time. So Shema Amina, there's a proof to Rava that the Minyan Haro would pata. So the Gemara says, Allah, the Yiftaru Lahu B'minyan Haro, Shema Amina is a good proof. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa the Rava, I'll bring you a proof to Rava. It says, Hoyuloy Asarat Loyim. Somebody had 10 sheep. V'chnison l'diri, brought it into his corral. U'mona chamishi, started to count 5 of them. U'meisechem them, one of the 5 left over died. So it sounds like this. One of them died. So it depends. Im min hamenu yimeis, if one of these first 5 that he counted already died, like so what? Then moinu mashtem aleihem, let him continue counting the next 5, and he'll make still maisa. But let's say, even though we counted 5, one of the 5 left in the corral died, so now the locher is menuyim peturim. The ones that were already counted, and at the time when you counted them, there were 10 alive, so those 5 are potter from Maisa Beima. But v'sheinim menuyim, the last 5 that are still left in the corral, so even though one died, there's 4 left, is mitzvah from the Gur and Acher. Those are not potter from Maisa Beima. Those will have to wait until the next time, to the next Gurin, until you have another 6 payments to add onto them. So this is a proof to Rava that the first 5 that went out, they're potter. Now the Yama Rav, Rava also says like this, what's going to be, Ho Yuloy Yudalit Loyim, somebody had 14 sheep. V'yachnisam Ladir, you brought them into one corral, and it happened was like this. V'yotzu shishim pesach zeh. There were like 2 doors in this corral. So 6 of them went out through one pesach. So at the time when they went out, pshita was fit to have meiser, because it could be very well another 4 would go through that door also. So those 6 that come out are potter. V'yabo b'pesach zeh. Then the next 4 went out through a different door. So when those 4 go out the other door, how many are left? There's only 4 left. So those 4 are not potter, because when those 4 went out the other door, it was never fit for them to have maisa. So therefore it's like this, and we are born nishtar rosham, and 4 animals are still left over in the corral. So it's like this, oisam arbo, these 4 left over, im bepesach hashishiyot, if they're going to go out through the same door that the first 6 went out, so very good, now you have 10 going through one door, is noit alechem yem, take off one of them to be maisa. V'hashar, mitzvah from the Gurin. Acher, the 4 that went out the other door, they are not potter, and then you still have to wait till the next time you have a time to take off Maisa Beima, and then mitzvah for the ones that are born later. But v'yimlav, if the last 4 does not go out through the door of the 6, v'yimlav, so shisha p'turim. The first 6 that went out, they are potter, because at the time when they went out, it was fit for another 4 to go through that door. But the Abu, the next 4 that went out through the other door, and the last 4 also went out through that door, is Mitztar from the Garan Achar. Those 8 were not fit to have Maisa Beima taken, therefore they're not potter, you have to still put them in the Garan Achar to wait till you have another shipment, until another time to take off Maisa Beima. Now what's going to be like this? Again, you have 14 sheep here. Yotzu Abo B'Pesach Zeh, 4 went out through one door. So very good, at that time they're still fit for another 6 to go through. Then V'Shisha B'Pesach Zeh, 6 went out through a different door. Still, there are 4 left open. Those 4 could go out through the second door also. So when both these 4 and 6 went out, both really are potter. V'Nishtari Rishom Abo, there are 4 left over in the corral. So it depends. If it goes out the same door that six went out, very good. Take off one, you have 10 going through. Have your sharp turim. The other four that went out, they're also potter. Because at that time it was fit to have Maisa Bema. The Yimlav, let's say the four left over, does not go out through the door of the six, but it goes through the door that four went out. So Arbo v'shishib turim. The first four and the second six that went out, those are potter. But the Arbo, the last four that goes out, those are not called minin haroyu. Therefore, mitzvah from the Goren Acher, those last four you'll have to wait until the next time you have another shipment to take off Maisa Bema. What's going to be Yotzah Arbo v'pesach zeh? Again, you have 14 behemoths, so four go out through one door. Then v'yarbo v'pesach zeh, then another four goes out through another door. So now again, when both of these went out, it was always a minyan haro. It was always fit. There were 10, like it was possible that another six should go through that same door. So they're both part of both sets of four. For nishtari sham shisha, there's still six animals left over. So imoy sham shisha yosef pesach echod. If it goes through one door, whichever door it goes through, you have ma'isa beima there. For sharp turim and the other four are potter. V'yim lav, let's say it did not come through. Sabor peturim. Mean to say, if these last six do not go through one door, but three goes through this door, three goes through that door, then you don't have ma'isa either way. So then, abor the gisha should be abor bo peturim. The first sets of four, the first four that went out the first door, and the second four went out the second door, those ate like a potter. Because when they went out, it was called a minyan haro. But the shisha, the last six that went out, three this door, three that door, so maisa, you don't have 10 going through any one door, so you can't take off maisa right now. But these last six, when they went through, it's not a minyan haro anymore. Therefore, they're mistaken from the Goren Acher. Then you'll have to leave over till the next time you take off maisa beima. So it says, my kamash, what's the Kiddush over here? The minyan haro potter, this is said. The minyan haro, minyan that's fit, is potter. If so, v'omer rov v'chod is in, the rov already said this already one time. Smor says, no. Madatem, I would have thought to say, vada minyan haro you amrinan. Where it's a vada that you have a minyan haro, it's very good. But sofik minyan haro, the chosid l'ocho amrinan, case we have four go out this door and four go out the other door. Since we're not sure the last six, which door will go through, if it's not really for sure which one, it's only a suffix, it will be fit to have Meister or not. So maybe that you don't say. Kamash Mulan, yes, that Lameister, when the first four went out, it's possible for the next six to come out through that same door. Even though we don't know for sure, like in this crowd, there are two doors there. So when the first four went out one door, we don't know for sure there's going to be another six coming out that door. So maybe that's not called minyan haro. Kamash Mulan, yes. But since Lameister, it's possible, so it's also considered a minyan haro that would have a Ptura Meister Behema. So Yom Rov, Rov says like this, what's going to be, ho yoloi chamisha osa tloi, a person has 15 animals. So Loyerm is not supposed to say, evra asara, let me separate 10 of them, v'yachnisim ladir, and I'll put them into my corral, v'yachtam emech, and I'll take off one for ma'isa v'ema. V'yashap turm, I'm only left over with 5 more, it's not a shia to make ma'isa, so every pot I could eat them now without taking off ma'isa. You shouldn't do that. El rather kainsim ladir, bring all 15 into the corral. So they're all mechuyev like teva now, that ma'isa should be taken off. Omoitzi yasara, take out 10 of them, v'noitom yamecha, take off one to be ma'isa v'ema. V'yashar, the next far, they're still in the corral, mitzvah from the Goren Acher, you have to wait till the next time you take off. But already has a shame tevel on it, that you mechuyev to take off ma'isa, you can't eat it until you take off the ma'isa. Tanya namiyach, learn like this also. Tanya namiyachi, ho yuloi chamisha osatloim, somebody has 15 animals. Is lo yomer again? Daf samach on an aleph on top. Lo yomer, a person should not say ever asora. Let me choose.